It is Friday, July 9th. I am been in a pretty good mood today, actually, so. Oh, you hear that music in the background? Do you guys know what I'm going to be reviewing then? Nanase is at work, so this review will be just me, Sin. I was doing something real quick. Oh, no, I messed up a little bit. Okay, so The Sims 4. I have a few of the expansion packs now. When you get The Sims 4, the original just Sims 4 is kind of boring. I do have to admit that. Like, I really enjoy having all my expansion packs. It does make it a little bit more enjoyable to play the game. But if you're just getting just The Sims 4 just to get started, it is a lot different than just the normal Sims that you used to play in the past. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, though, because of the fact that I do like that they changed it up a little bit, but it does kind of suck a little bit still. So, I am currently working on mine. I'm just kind of like touching up the grass. So, with The Sims 4, you can use a couple cheats that you couldn't use in the actual one, and that's kind of nice. I do like that, but I try not to use the cheats that often, because, I mean, I feel like that's taken away from the game. I do always have testing cheats enabled true, though, or testing cheats enabled on. Because sometimes when your Sims do decide to have children and stuff, sometimes it does get a little bit difficult to keep the children healthy and alive. And, I mean, that's honestly the only reason why I use that cheat. It's just because of that. But other than that, I don't really use it. I do use the motherlode cheat when I'm first starting off, and the reason why I use the motherlode cheat is because it gives you a great deal of money, and you can use the money to make the house like you want it to be before your Sims move in. And I like that. I like that a lot. I don't really like it when my Sims aren't protected and stuff like that. It does bother me, so. Right now, I'm just working on making the fence area and stuff like that, because I did want the Sims to have their own little gate area and stuff. I didn't want them not to have what they needed. It's like, nah, I reject everything you're trying to do there. Okay, so if it wants to reject it, we'll just put down a different fence. So, with the building of the fences, okay, so let's start with that first, I guess, because that's what I'm working on right now. When you're building up your fences on The Sims 4, it's a little difficult because if you're not 100% like accurate with it and stuff, sometimes it does make a little bit of problems, and it can be a little irritating to try to fix the fence and do that. I have had problems with it before in the past. I currently am trying to figure out what fence I want to put down because I'm having trouble getting my gate on right now because I did want my Sims to have like a little gated area so that, you know, they're a little bit more safe in case they wanted animals. It was already taken care of. I wouldn't have to close out and then have to build more gates and stuff. I hate having to close out the game just to, or to stop playing just to build a fence. I don't really like that fence. I'm working on fixing the fence. It's a little difficult. Like I said, it's not 100% easy. I mean, I can see where people think that The Sims 4 is kind of boring and it's hard to play and it's not as fun. I can see that because you do have to be strategic when you're doing it. You have to calculate. You can't overcalculate. Because if you overcalculate, it doesn't look as good. And then, and if you don't know cheat codes, then you may not be able to get what you wanted. And having to look up the cheat codes takes time. And it's just, you know, it can get irritating, and I can see that. I want a kitty cat in my box. Meow, meow, meow. Sorry, I was putting in my mailboxes. I always take out the one that they set you up with, and then I get a new mailbox. Okay, so we have the fence done, and now we're working on, like, the outdoor seating area, kind of, because you do want your Sims to be able to go outside and enjoy themselves. So that's what I'm working on right now. I like to put this area in, like, the back corner of the thing. That way, you know, it's not, like, super close to the beginning of the house, but it also kind of gives them a little bit of space, and it just gives them something to do. I usually tend to make it smaller than what you would normally make it, just because of the fact that it is just for them just to sit out there and kind of relax. I don't really tend to make them too fancy, because if they're too fancy, then it just, it doesn't make sense to me to make it too fancy. But they do need a spot to just go sit outside and have a good time. Have company over. Something I don't normally do. I don't really tend to talk with anybody. Okay. I'm just now putting in the columns so that we can make it like a little roof so that if they wanted to be out here when it was raining, it wouldn't bother them. I'm just trying to make sure it looks good. I don't want to put a column that doesn't look good. Oh, yeah, column. Always remember your Sims need a little bit more space. Like, it can tell you that, oh, that's fine, and then it not actually be a good enough area for them. Okay, hold on. So, I'm having a little bit of difficulties, and that's perfectly fine. That does happen. So we're going to look and see what they have already built up for them, and see if we can use any of this stuff. That's nice. You know what? I've never done this before, so we're gonna do, instead of doing a seating area, we're gonna have them over here, a little garden area. I have never done this before. So, something new for everybody. Oh, that looks so beautiful! They got two entrances to it. They got a little garden area. Oh my god, it looks beautiful. It's out of the way. I'm just gonna add a little bit to it, and that's just some chairs in front of it, and then in front of the chair, or beside the chairs, I'm gonna do little lights. Oh my god, that looks beautiful. I'm actually just gonna do one light. Can I put the chairs side by side and then put the light over here? Yeah, I like that. That looks spectacular. It didn't cost that much. Oh my god. Ooh. It makes me happy. We're actually going to be getting rid of the fence area since we have this right here. There's no sense in having this, like, fence stuff. Why am I getting rid of my fence? I need my fence. I don't need this stuff that I have beside my fence here. I want my fence. Okay. So we have the outside seating area. And now we've got to look into actually getting to the part to where we're going to be able to have, like, the rooms. So, I have not put them cheat code in yet, so I'm going to be putting in mother load because I need to build 4 rooms for these Sims. And I want them each to have their own personality. As everyone knows, I have a health condition. It's called DID, and yeah. So it's a little. This is one of my altar's bedrooms that they wanted. So basically, on this land, it's going to have 4 different houses. And they will each have the way that they like to be. Now, the reason why I'm doing it like this, and then I'm going to have like a community bathroom kind of thing, is because each one of the altars that I made for this one are completely different. Like, I've got Mess, and then I've got Victoria. I mean, not Mess. I've got Mess. I've got Milk, Baby Milk. And then, yeah, so, they're completely different, though, so. Alright, so I'm at the point where I actually have to go into playing with the actual Sims.
Shannon Doyle, huh?
No, not Shannon Doyle. What are you doing? So I have to go into there, and I've got to actually open those up. Give me 1 second, I will be right back. I'm going to pause this so that they don't go into the area, because it's not done yet. Yeah, I know, it was a brief pause, right? Yeah, I had to get my incense. When I play Sims, I like to burn them and keep calm and stuff like that. So. Since Nasi's not here, I can burn the one he doesn't like. Like I said, I'm putting in the cheat code MOTHERLOAD. It's MOTHERLOAD. If you don't know how to put in cheat codes for the Sims, what you do is you will put, hold on 1 second, you push Control, you push C, and then a little white bar will pull up, and then you push Control V, Control. Okay, so it's Control-Shift-C, the bar will show up. Control-Shift-C, the bar will disappear. So. We're taking the land. We are bulldozing the land completely. Alright. After bulldozing the land, we're going in the corner over here, and we are going to start building the bedrooms and the bathrooms and the kitchens. Like I said, each one will have their own house, just because each one of my altars are different, and this is the easiest way to do it where they don't get upset. So, we're going to do Messus first, because his is the most easiest. Because he's a mess. He likes the color blue. Okay. We're going to place it down. And then we're going to rotate it so that he can actually get into his home. And there's Mess's home. There's his. And we gotta do him a bathroom because, you know, he has to have a bathroom even though he barely uses it. We're gonna go with a purple bathroom. I am now going to turn the camera a little bit. I'm going to take a poster off the wall. I'm adding the bathroom. Ah! I rotated the thing without trying to. Alright, there's his bathroom. His bathroom is done. I don't know why you would need giant windows in the bathroom. I guess people like giant windows in their bathroom. I don't know. I am not one to have a giant window in my bathroom. That's kind of creepy. Okay. We gotta add his little toilet. He doesn't have a toilet, so we gotta add him a little toilet. There's his little toilet. Okay, looks good. Then we're gonna go into making a bathroom for one of the other ones. And we'll put it right beside Mess's bathroom. But we'll make it where they can't get in. There we go. That looks nice. Now with Sims 4, you actually are able to build... You can either build the rooms yourself, or you can go into the lazy mode of actually just having the room already built and using that. I am currently using the one where the room is already built, just because of the fact that, well, I don't really do very good. It's not that I don't do good building the rooms, it's more I kinda overbuild on them, and then they just don't look right, so. And I don't like it to not look functional, you know? I mean, I like my places to look functional. I am now putting in a kitchen for all of them. Now, they'll have their own ways to get into their own the rooms. I'll fix that up. Right now, I'm just kind of placing things just to kind of give a feel and kind of get it to where they can get in. And we can actually start playing the game and I can start reviewing a little bit better than what I am right now. Doo-doo-doo! Okay. Let's go with the dining room. I like that. And again, I'm just placing the dining room and I'm shifting it to where the door will be accessible. I'm turning the camera. I'm moving it a little bit. Turning the camera again. Sorry about the buzz. Okay, the dining room is placed. They have access to it. So right now we have two out of the three, out of the four bedrooms that we needed. And we have two bathrooms out of the four bathrooms we needed. Now, I am making sure that there's a bathroom for every Sim, because sometimes the Sims don't like to share the bathrooms, and it's a little irritating. But anyway, onward we go. We persevere to making a living room. And it's going to be, I'm going to do two living rooms, and then I'm going to do some more bedrooms. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look around and look and see at these living rooms and see what we've got. This one looks pretty nice. Pretty basic. So we're going to go with that. And like I said, turning the camera again. If you don't know how to turn the camera, all you have to do is you literally just take the arrow key or the alligator mouth as you would learn in school and you move it to the direction that you want to, or you can use the mouse to move your pieces. Make sure when you are doing your Sims that your Sims have a way to get into every single room. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they do have a hissy fit if they can't get in. Alright, we're going and we're adding in another living room just because of the factor that I wanted to have two, at least. We're looking at where the door is. I'm apparently trying to move a rug that I didn't want to move. Alright, we've moved it to where the angle to where we wanted the door. And now we are taking and we are moving the walls. Like I said, this does take time. It takes patience. You cannot rush this. If you rush this, you're not going to like what you do, and then you're going to be upset, and then where's the fun in that? Alright, it's a rather big living room, but it is a living room. Let's make it not look so big by putting the rug right there. Okay. And we can move the couch. We're just moving a few things around to make it look not as big as it is. There we go. Look at that. Okay. Just looking at what they got in here. Let's see here. Giving them a little wash machine room. That's the room that they walk into to get into the house. And since there is four Sims, we're going to copy the wash machine and the dryer. So that they have more than just one. Okay, I'm noticing that there's no way to get into their dining room. So, since I noticed this before I continued, I'm just adding a little glass door that kind of access to it. And they've got access. Good, and good. Okay. Now we're going back into building up onto another room. We are going to do a study room. We're looking at that right now, seeing what they got, because we don't want them not to have what they need. I like this study. It's kind of nice, and it's kind of normal. Alright, like I said, I'm turning the thing, and the door is actually lining up pretty well, so we don't have to really fight with it, which is nice. Sometimes you do have to fight with the doors, and that does get a little irritating. Okay, we've got a doorway, but where the doorway is, it's going to cause a few bit of problems. So we're just going to move it a little bit. And I'm looking, and I'm seeing that there's no way to get into the living room now. So we're going to take away a light, and we're going to copy a door, the seeing glass door. And we're just going to put that in there. That way they have a door. It's looking great. And we're going back into this, and we're going into making another room. We're making a kind of small room. Looking at it. Flipping it, and then moving. So when you go to the point to where you're going to be moving the doors, though, and the stuff, please be careful when you're doing this, because you can accidentally delete something that you didn't really want to delete. And, I mean, that's perfectly fine if that does happen. You can get it back. But, like, what I'm doing right now is I'm working on making sure that there's doors and that there's ways into these places and that, you know, it looks good. But you also gotta remember that, you know, it does happen sometimes. I mean, time to time you do make mistakes, and that's perfectly fine. I just finished a room, and we're just gonna kind of make it a little bigger so that it has that door covered. Okay, now we're making a bathroom again, because we're on our third bathroom. Make a little fancy bathroom, because, you know, why not? But what is this? What is this? I don't even know what that is. Where's the door? That's the door. Oh, okay. So, unfortunately, we couldn't put the bathroom where I wanted to put it, but that's fine. What we're working on right now is fixing this up. Thank you. Okay. So, we've almost finished this bathroom. Okay. Looking on the outside now, seeing... They did want this, but it's a little too big. So what I'm going to actually do is around this one right here that doesn't really have access to it because it is messes, we're going to kind of make it kind of like what they wanted, but not 100%, just because of the factor that I can't make it 100% like they wanted it. But I'm gonna have a little bit of a garden area. Let's see. There we go. We're working on that right now. We're fixing this up, making it look really neat. And I gotta have a door to get in. Okay. Alright, we got one more room to make. And then we're done with making the room. Well, we got technically two because we gotta make their bathroom, but that's fine. It's such a simple door for the front door. Let's bring it in. Let's make it a little bit cooler. I'm gonna make that door for the window. Can I make that one look better? Yeah, I like that. We're gonna do the bathroom first. Let's go fancy. And then we're going to a bedroom. And then we have one more room. We have one more room. We're going to make a simple room. It's not really going to have anything fancy or anything in it. It's just so that they have 100% privacy to get into their house. I did think about that, and I just didn't like the fact that they were walking in straight into their living room. I didn't like that. So... Sims do like natural light, I've noticed that. We're just putting on the lights now. To this last room, and then I gotta put on the roof. Am I great at putting on the roof? No. Most of the time, mine look like crap. Not even gonna lie, most of the time they look like crap. This is one of those things I'm not really good at doing. But I'm putting on the roof right now. Fixing that up. Looks like there's Mickey Mouse ears on my house. Don't come at me. Wah! I already said I don't do good at building the roofs. And I'm not. I'm not good at it. I suck at it. It is not my forte. You know what? At least they got a roof over their head. It's a terrible looking roof, but it's a roof. Took me 41 minutes to build all this. Now we're getting into the gameplay. Now, most of the time when I play Sims, I usually just let them do what they need and enlist, and I keep it on the little happy face thing. I keep that popped up. And the reason why is I like to watch to see what they will do. I like to watch and see how they function by themselves. Now, you can full-on play this game. You can make it where, you know, you're actually watching them and you're having fun playing with them and stuff like that. Personally for me, that's not what I do. I just look kind of like, I will intervene when it has to happen. But most of the time, I have the walls down and I don't really bother with anything. I mean, I don't really see the point to messing around and you know, I just don't. I did just assign their beds, and the reason why I do that is because I don't really want them not to have their own place. I like them to have their own, like, area that they like to play in and stuff like that. And it makes it easier for me. It really does. Sorry about that. Got a weather update. Let's see what the weather update says. It says that in an hour and 23 minutes that we'll have rain. Okay. I have a couple of the expansions, like I was saying. I have the pet one. It's kind of fun. It's a little hard to do the pets. Honestly, it gets kind of annoying, but I am able to do that. I have the island one where they can be a mermaid, and I have the vampire one. I am working on getting more of them, but it's not like a huge major has to have it done today thing. Just because of the fact that, you know, I have fun with what I have. I did splurge the other day and I got me the laundry one, and I really like the laundry one because not only are you able to do laundry, but you're able to have a little robot too. Now, most of the time the robot gets stuck just like a normal Roomba would, but yeah. So I haven't touched it, and I will tell you what they're doing. Jinx, who in my system is a dragon, is chatting with Baby Milk. and Baby Milk is trying to watch action TV. Baby Milk is also a member of... Okay, so Jinx is a dragon in my system. She does have a human form. Milk is a cat in my system. She does have a human form. She's really into violence and action stuff. Then we have Mess, who is a dog in my system. Mess is, well, his name really fits him. He's really messy. He doesn't like being clean. He does have a human form. He doesn't like to be in it. He prefers to be a dog. And then Baby Milk is, she doesn't like baths. She doesn't like people. But she's also a cat, and she's in the system as well. They all get along in general, so I was hoping that they were going to get along on The Sims as well. The reason why we did The Sims on here as the Animal Alters is because I kind of really wanted to have it where I was able to kind of see and stuff like that, and then we're trying to do it like in the inner world and how it is in the inner world and stuff, so that I can actually get to the point to where we're actually able to do that. Give me 1 second, guys. My Snorlax is removed again. But yeah, so, if there's something that you guys would like me to review, I don't mind reviewing stuff. I actually don't really have a life right now. I mean, so, if you guys have anything you want reviewed, just let me know and I will review it. I hope you guys have a wonderful time and that you enjoy this one. I don't think that The Sims 4 is a terrible game. It really isn't. I do believe that if you are going to play The Sims 4, you need to try to get the expansions to make it a little bit funner. If you're playing just The Sims 4, it can get a little redundant and a little boring. So, there is that possibility, and I am greatly sorry for that. I mean, it's just one of those things. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Happy 9th of July. Like I said, if there's anything you wanted me to review, I will review it. I don't mind. And I hope you guys have a wonderful time, and Dino out.